bit evasive this morning.
7-8 And when was
last week? You're very.
What do you
hard.
Want? I've
you're
calls
always
to take
the
here.
DUP and Sinn Féin and the different politicians a hard time.
Sorry, I think you've made a little bit of a mistake.
What?
I was talking there. I'm about to take some calls on welfare reform. What do you want? Do not barge into this studio.
Are you evading a question again?
About what?
Well, you're always giving them a hard time. And last
because
week,
because all I want them to do is answer
week,
a question.
In particular, you're trying to get them to answer a question, so you keep on and on like a little dog with a bone. So we thought it was time that we give you a taste of your own medicine.
What are you talking about?
Well, we put together a little montage about you and how you like to avoid answering questions about your salary. And
we're not talking about my salary today.
No, exactly. But this is the BBC, publicly funded, so it's fair that we do this. Do you want to have a listen?
No, I don't want to have
a
listen.
Let's play it.
No, I don't want to have a listen.
The biggest mouth in the country, the outlaw Stephen Nolan, rode into town on his steed. But despite all his big talk and hot air, he would not reveal how much he earns.
Why don't you lead the light as the BBC's presenter and say, listen, there's how much I get, there's how much my expenses are, and you know, transparent, open for everybody to see, because the other day it's me and Gregory Campbell and X, Y, and Z that's paying your wages.
Well,
are you going to stand up and be shine light and say, I, Stephen Noel, I'm a BBC presenter, I'm a leading BBC presenter, and I get...
I don't think anybody in here would describe me as a leading presenter, first of all.
Right, well, will you tell us your salary for the year and your expenses?
I can't.
The Prime Minister of this country can tell us what his wages is.
Yeah.
David Cameron will tell you how much he earns. Why can't you? Are you above David Cameron?
No matter how much he was pressed, he would not say.
Just to let you know, here's the score. The BBC does not allow me to tell how much I am earned per programme.
The good, the bad, and Stephen Nolan.
Gregory's fighting for you to know the maximum amount.
The Telegraph ran a story. It says that you are going to earn £5,000 for each and every television programme.
But can I just say at this stage that if you were to say at this moment in time I was earning £5 million a show, I could not defend myself on this programme because the BBC do not allow me to comment.
And the legendary wardrobe allowance remains a mystery.
It is alleged you get a wardrobe allowance of £4,000.
The BBC is saying if you reveal your salary, it will cost the licence fee payer more.
Howdy, ma'am.
The hypocrisy of you. Taxpayers have to fork out, as reported, £325,000 a year.
Does he want a fistful of dollars?
For your salaries for Radio 5 and
how much?
BBC Radio Walser.
How much?
And also
how Stephen, much?
How much does the biggest mouth in the country earn?
You've just made a figure up.
No wonder you didn't want to interrupt it. And £10,000 is the taxpayers' money for a wardrobe for your TV show. And you stand there and question...
That's not
people.
True either.
Why can people not go to the BBC to see what salary you've been paid?
That's a different question.
It's not a different question. The taxpayer wants to know. Nobody worth £325,000.
Where are you getting that figure from?
I refuse to be drawn into this absolute nonsense.
I reckon it's more. Plus, you've got to add on his wardrobe allowance.
I did not get a wardrobe allowance for the last series.
To slabber another day.
I know you all found that funny this morning. I didn't.
Well, look, you did last week. Whenever the DUP were not answering, they're avoiding your questions. So we played the gunshot there every time you avoided the answer.
Can I just indicate one thing?
What?
You see, the next time you want to squeeze something into my show without my knowledge.
What do you mean, squeeze something into
your
show?
Don't do it!
What? No, look. This is not your show, this is the BBC. We played a gunshot there every time you avoided the question, so what up, we'll ask you them again. So, Gregory mentioned there your fee per show at £5,000. Is that right?
It's absolutely none of your business, and
no,
is not funny.
Is it more than £5,000 a show?
It's not funny!
Is it less than £5,000? It's clearly more than £5,000. Have you asked for a pay rise from the BBC recently? Come on, answer the question.
Who do you think you are, Gregory Campbell?
I've got nothing to say. Have you asked for a pay rise?
It's none of your business. Actually, let me answer that question. There's a clause in my contract which prevents me from answering that question.
Right. What about the leadership of the BBC? Do you support the leadership of the BBC? Both here in Northern Ireland and the DG?
Have the dubbers got to you?
No, they have not.
Have the dubbers got to you?
Have you? What about your contract? How long is your contract? Have you been asked to renew your contract? Nothing. Look at your little face.
I think the punters are bored with this.
I don't think so. Will you break your silence, Mr. Nolan, or will you continue to dodge the questions and not answer?
So popular was our little montage on the DUP on Friday that you've decided to make one about me.
Yes, well, you've got it. You've got to take it as well. Do you not agree?
Gregory Campbell will be orgasmic this morning.
I don't think you're allowed to put those two. No, don't put those two words in.
Am I not allowed to say that?
No, not at this time of the morning.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Thank you for that.
So, no, not answering? No?
Don't ever do that again. Look, look.
What?
There's someone there. We are bored with this questioning. Look.
No, they aren't. Let me see.
Look, we are bored with this questioning. We won't move on.
From Stephen in Belfast. No, look, we are bored. Sorry,
it's Sadie and Conleg.
They've just fixed it.
Sadie and Conleg says we are bored with this question.
It says we are not bored with questioning. You see, so you got it wrong. Sadie is.
Let's get Sadie on.
Yes, let's get Sadie on. See what she wants to say.
Right.
Are you afraid that people might feel bad for you if they found out what you really earn, or would they be aghast at the huge amounts?